This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is Friday. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia Studios. Mike, Bo, Tiff here hanging out with you, and you are already ready to start something. This morning.
Yeah, why not? Well, I woke up today. The movie Days of Thunder was on TV.
Okay.
When I wake up at 3:15 in the morning and I get to watch the last 20 minutes of Days of Thunder, it's going to be a good day.
So, like, the TV was already going, or you, like, turned it on? That was the first thing that
I went.
Did.
I went down, you know, I go down to my couch, want to get up.
And man cave.
Yeah. I turn on the TV. So I got one TV's on SportsCenter, and the other is trying to get some intake, get me woke up. And, Days of Thunder was on. I was like, oh, I'll click on that. It was the last 20 minutes, so I watched it. But then it was only like 3:40, and I was like, well, what am I going to watch the last 20 minutes? So I went down like three channels, and Bloodsport was on. And I was like, oh, hell, this is going to be a great day. Days of Thunder and Bloodsport in the same morning in like a 30-minute span. I was ready to kick this day's ass.
You were like, dude, it's Friday.
No.
Yeah, you were like, dude, it's Friday.
No, both of those movies.
You know the vibes.
Both of those movies put the D in Friday.
Is that cool. Interesting. What an interesting morning for you. So glad you hit the ground running.
And Tiff comes in here ready to go, too. She's got a new hairdo.
This guy straightened yesterday. That's all.
What they would call a top knot.
You know. Right? This is called I rolled out of bed and just...
made
did whatever
top
to
but
get.
Your hair is different today.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's straight. My girl Sydney.
Was it not yesterday?
Wanted what?
Was it not straight yesterday?
It was. Like I got it blown out is like the terminology. So normally wear my hair
the term,
in
terminology.
Its natural state.
I love that.
A coily, curly way. And then sometimes I'll mix it up. Say that again, Day Day.
You're going to the prom.
I'm not going to the what? No.
It is that time of year.
No, it's just cool
that
I can the versatility of black hair. I can, you know, I can do whatever.
No,
so.
I just noticed it was different. I was like, Tiff got her hair did. I watched Days of Thunder and Bloodsport.
Blonde highlights in it are more prominent when it's straight than it is when it's curly.
Did you guys both go to your proms?
Senior, yeah.
I went my sophomore, junior, and senior year.
I didn't waste the money junior year. I didn't do
that. That was cool.
Wait, did I? No.
Get a girl to go with you?
I don't think I went my junior year. I went my senior year.
I had to ask for permission my sophomore year because you're not supposed to go.
Yeah.
But parents let me go. They let me go.
I think I was the same way.
But you got to be asked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Sledge. Don't know if you're still out there, Chris Sledge.
Shout out.
That's a really good name, by the way.
We went with a sledgehammer, huh?
What?
Where was it? Where was y'all's prom at? Do you remember?
That one I don't remember, but later years, I think we're at what was the Gwinnett Civic Center? I think it has a different name now. Or where the
like Gas South Arena?
Yes.
Really?
I think that's what it's called now, right?
That's where Austin Dillon's PBR shows
up. There you go,
Is there any still connection? I'm going to Google that right now to see if it's still like the Gwinnett Civic Center.
That's where the Georgia Force used to play, too.
The high school that my wife works at, they have theirs at the Fox Theater, which I always think is like, that's pretty intense.
Oh, that's fancy.
Man. Yeah, pretty fancy.
It's really fancy.
Rich.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we had ours in some kind of the hotel in Buckhead. Ballroom.
Yeah, we had ours at the University of West Florida in like a room that like their basketball gym or anything like that. Like I don't even know what kind of room it was. It was like the University of West Florida lunchroom essentially is where we had ours. So
I did go to two proms. I went with a girl that I kind of dated. She was a year younger than me when I was a freshman in college. She was a senior. I went with her.
Picks or it didn't happen is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Of course, that was picks are tragic.
Well, I mean, I mean, I'll find a picture somewhere. I'm sure that I didn't keep. So I remember going to two. I just remembered that one.
You don't have a photo from prom?
I have one from somewhere at my parents' house. There's a photo of me at senior prom, and me when I went back as a freshman with a senior in high school. Yeah,
nice.
I can't remember what I know. I know the sophomore year I wore some. Ugh. It was like a black gown, but it was borrowed from a friend's older sister. Back then, you thought it was cool, but like it was all pearl, like
there you go,
like a pearl, like halter top, like
bedazzled.
It looked like something like you would wear it like a some sort of pageant. It was, I mean, now in hindsight,
now we're
talking. It was pretty awful.
Yeah, it's awful now, but at the time, it was what was in.
And then later, I tried to like mimic some sort of thing I saw on the Oscars red carpet, which in hindsight, probably should have been wearing like a dress that was. It had like a split. I can't believe my parents are actually pretty cool. I can't believe they actually let me wear that to prom.
Right. Yeah.
But I did. So.
That's funny. Anyhow. Yeah.
Why'd you bring up prom?
Well, Day-Day did. Yeah, Day-Day did.
Talking about your hair. Oh, my hair.
And I was thinking, like, it is definitely prom season. I think my wife has to chaperone or whatever coming up pretty soon.
So. Yeah, the Etowah one's already happened.
Yeah, I did. Like, they do them earlier and earlier nowadays. Like, you get it end of March, early April, you kind of dodge spring break, I think, and then it's like, it's game time.
That's because the school gets out early.
Okay.
Ours was in middle of April, I remember, or maybe it was early May.
Yeah, graduation's mid-May nowadays, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was May for sure.
Anyways.
But no, I remember that Etowah was already having because we were playing golf and we were walking up on the ninth fairway and you look up and there's like 40 high school kids all dressed up taking pictures up there. And I was like, eh.
What a time to be alive that was, man. You know what I mean? You didn't even know what you didn't know at that point in your life. You just wanted a nice little formal gown photo. Just move on with your life.
I didn't care about the photo.
Of course you didn't.
Anyways.
Of course you didn't care about
the photo. No, the photo didn't matter.
Did you guys watch games yesterday?
Oh, man.
They were on all day, first full day of it.
I watched so many games that my head was spinning. You know, it was like it was literally one of those days, and I was trying to track back through them this morning. It was one of those days where you get to the end of the day, and you remember like five different things that happened from five different games, and you're like, man, what game was that when that happened? What game did the guy – you know, hit that three at the end of the first half. What game did that guy pull up limping? What game, you know, what game did the coach get a tech? Like, I'm just like, I don't even remember.
Yeah. So, it's funny watching some of the games. I've told you guys, I've followed more college basketball this year than I have in the last couple years. Maybe it's because, of how good the SEC's been. I know Florida's been very good. Georgia was better than normal. So, I knew a little bit more about the teams, and I wonder how many people pick their bracket based on what the team's names are.
Yeah.
Because I was even listening to some people talk about the Kansas-Arkansas matchup. And they were talking about it like Kansas was the Kansas like 5 years ago or even three or 4 years ago that won the national title. And I'm sitting there going, nah, man. Like
Kansas was bad this year.
Really bad.
Well, I have a feeling there's a lot of brackets that are now busted, so let's get some headlines. We are hitting the front page with not so good news for the Georgia Bulldogs as they fell in the first round of the NCAA tournament. March Madness is madness, truly. 89-68 to Gonzaga. So this is a tough break for the Dogs, who clearly in the SEC was like the place to be this year when it came to hoops.
Yeah, and you just can't get off to a bad start. Not with a team like Gonzaga, who, again, this is where I was talking about. Gonzaga, you could make an argument, was underseeded, whereas, I was mentioning Kansas earlier, was maybe overseeded.
Well, that was the big topic when I had their game back against Santa Clara. It was like, are they going to be in? Are they going to be out? And the team just talked about trying to obviously block out the noise that was going on the outside and control what they could control, but it was not looking great for them going into the tournament. As you said, now they look
really good. They definitely blocked out the noise yesterday. They were up, I think, 16-0 to start, 21-3, maybe 27-3 at some point. They absolutely just steamrolled Georgia. Everybody's blaming Mike White. That's cool. He deserves some blame. This is kind of what he was when he was at Florida. He's good enough to get you there, but you're not, he made one run to the Elite Eight with Florida, and they lost. That was pretty much the top for him. But you got to give Gonzaga credit too, because they came out and they were ready to play. And Mark Few has 39 wins, I think, in a span where Georgia, maybe, in the NCAA tournament, where Georgia has something like three.
Yeah, and look, Gonzaga came out, like you said, kind of red hot. I think afterwards, Mike White kind of, you know, kind of had a head nod towards what the first 10 minutes of the game were. And look, Gonzaga's 12 for 20 from three-point range, 55% from the field. They were shooting. The buckets were falling for them, and they were falling early. And it's like the Georgia Bulldogs could never climb out of that hole. Gonzaga is a good team, and I think the line on this one was 8 going into it. You knew it was going to be an uphill climb for Georgia. But to your point, I don't know if you expected the first 10 minutes to go like that, and then afterwards, both teams just kind of coasted on through, just kind of remained status quo throughout the rest of the game, and you end up having a 20 point victory for Gonzaga.
Real quick to what both of y'all said. It really just showed, I feel like yesterday, the hot start that Gonzaga got off to really just showed the inexperience that Georgia's had versus the tournament experience that Gonzaga has. I mean, that was their 25th straight tournament appearance for Gonzaga, and the Bulldogs haven't been in there since a decade.
It doesn't help when you shoot 35%.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the shooting and the hot start helped for sure. I mean, they were up 13-0. Yeah.
Can I push back a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm not getting them off the hook with the "well, we didn't have experience" thing, because Dylan, to your point, Dylan, you know how the sport, the turnover, right?
Yeah,
I know that teams like Gonzaga can keep guys a little bit longer, but Georgia has kept some guys too. I think when you go through an SEC schedule and you play top 25 teams literally night in and night out, I don't know. I don't feel like you can use the excuse, "well, we're inexperienced." I understand the thought, but to me, I just don't buy that. Yeah. I think you if you weren't up for this game,
it's a good point.
And I don't know where it lies. I'm not sure if it's a talent thing, if it's a coaching thing. It just wrong place, wrong time, and you caught the, and Gonzaga had the hot hand because of Tiffany Way. They shot so good from three. But the experience thing's just hard for me to buy into.
I'd be curious moving forward, and I'm pointing at teams like Auburn. There's other teams. I mean, St. John's that way. Are we headed toward a thing in college basketball where the best teams don't recruit high schoolers? And I think that's a direct question to the inexperience or lack of experience. I wonder when you look at some of the top teams and how old they actually are and how many times they've been in situations like this and how much it just seems like there are certain coaches, Hall of Fame level coaches, that don't want to even toy with high schoolers in college basketball.
I think, well, yes and no. The creme de la creme, the top shelf players, the five stars, the high school All-Americans, Cooper Flagg is sure. Perfect example. Yeah. Are going to go to these top tier programs, and they're going to be surrounded by guys that were maybe lesser stars coming out of high school that have played at McNeese or have played in a lesser program, and then said, "Oh, I'll take that money to go pay."
Speaking of McNeese,
yeah,
steamrolled Clemson.
That's what we say, Lake Charles days.
That was one of the worst halves of basketball I have ever seen.
Score looked close in the end, but.
Dude, honestly, what an incredible second half by Clemson. Because you score 13 in the first half. 13 in the first half.
The lowest? That might have been the lowest. I forgot what the historical record
my eyes bleed.
Of it, but for them. But, yeah, not good. But, hey, my old stomping grounds. Congrats to McNeese State on advancing in the tournament.